Hello.
Hello there. My name is Christian, and today we're conducting a survey to better help us understand what is the most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but very important to the success of the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which the way the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Did you say somewhat satisfied?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for taking the time. We really appreciate this. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it's not important to you, and a 10 means that it's very important to you. First issue would be jobs and wages.
Seven.
Thank you. Next is abortion rights.
8.
Thank you. Next, voting rights?
9.
Thank you. Next, inflation and the cost of living?
8.
Thank you. Next, immigration?
4.
Thank you. Next, crime and violence?
4.
Thank you. Next, the democracy? For democracy itself?
8.
Thank you. Next is student loan debt.
5.
Thank you. Next is reproductive freedom.
10.
Thank you. Next is racism and discrimination.
9.
Next, climate change?
7.
Thank you. Next, healthcare?
8.
Thank you. Next, criminal justice reform?
8.
Thank you. And the last one on here, K-12 education?
7.
7. Thank you. Moving on, as you may know, there will be an election for U.S. President, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, but and sometimes something comes up and that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote, and a 10 means that you're extremely likely to vote? Thank you. What is, if you don't mind us asking, what is your race?
Do I have to answer that?
No, you don't.
Okay. Don't want to answer it.
Okay. Give me a second here. Moving on. Are you registered to vote or in...
I am.
Are you a registered voter? Okay. Okay. And what is the year of your birth?
71.
71. Okay. Next, what is the highest level of school you have completed?
Bachelor's of Science.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? On a scale from 0 to 10, again, how much power do you think your vote has?
6.
A 6. Thank you. Okay, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 5 means that you feel indifferent, particularly either warm or cold. First person on the list is Kamala Harris.
Eight.
An eight, thank you. Next person, next associate organization is the Democratic Party.
Six.
Six, okay. Next, the Republican Party.
Zero.
Okay. Next, Donald Trump.
Zero.
Thank you. Next, Joe Biden.
Six.
Okay. And the last person on here, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
One.
Okay. Thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? For Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein?
Harris.
Okay. Thank you. I know it's still a long way off. If the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
I'm not sure yet.
Okay. And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote? It's still the same question. Sorry about that. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president? Or were you not able to vote then?
Biden.
Okay. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Over how long?
The last 4 years. 4 years.
Man.
Don't feel bad about taking your time.
It's been up and down, so.
Would you say no change?
I wouldn't say no change, but somewhat better.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote? It's about half and half, or most of them don't vote?
Most of them vote.
Thank you. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number in between. First person would be Donald Trump.
Okay. What's the range again?
We're still at zero, from 0 to 10.
0 is what?
0 is certainly did not prevent progress, and a 10 is certainly prevented progress.
10.
Okay. And next person, white supremacists.
7.
Okay, next one, Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
10.
Okay, next one, President Biden?
3.
Okay, next person, Governor Kemp?
8.
Okay, thank you. Next person, is the Supreme Court.
10.
Okay. And the last one on here, Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
7.
7. Thanks. Moving on. Below is a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it would not motivate you to vote at all, and a 5 means that you are not sure, and a 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number in the between. The first event is the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia. Hindering accommodations of pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. So a 0 would not motivate you to vote at all, and then a 10 is would strongly motivate you to vote.
9.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, the 2021 Infrastructure and Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
9.
Did you say 9?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Next one. 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
8.
Thank you. Next one, the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth 18 through 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
You say 8.
8, thank you. And the last one on here, we've made strides toward building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress.
Mm-hmm. Motivate you to vote, about 6.
You said an 8?
6.
Oh, 6. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. Please answer based on how you feel right now, okay? Please bear with me. We're almost done, okay? We're at 85%. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you?
A 6,
okay. Thank you. Okay, I don't know. Well, I'm going to ask a question and you don't have to answer it, but how much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community?
8.
An 8, okay. And as you may know, there are, will be elections for U.S. President, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But it, as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? A 10, thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, how would you say your life has gotten much? Okay, I remember the answer to this one. Do you still feel the same? I'm pretty sure, correct?
Mm-hmm, correct.
Okay. Do you consider yourself do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four, something else?
One.
And are you married, unmarried, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm married.
Single.
Okay. Single.
Oh, single. Okay. And are you a parent or guardian of any children under 18 years of age?
No.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic.
Okay, thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, retired?
Full-time.
Full-time, okay. And last year, that is 2023, what was the total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. So we start at less than 25,000, and then it goes in 10 increments of 10,000.
75,
okay. Okay, that concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. We greatly thank you for participating. Have a nice weekend, okay?
You too.
Bye-bye.